Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Noon Market Report. Last night kicked off the start of the BLM's public meetings for the Greater Sage-Grouse Management Plans. The meeting, as you may recall, was in the Montana-Dakota State Office in Billings and was well attended by a good group of people and several leaders of the agency. One of those leaders was Pat Diebert, the National Sage-Grouse Conservation Coordinator, who spoke with Coulter Brown and I after the meeting. Diebert said, "The plan does not do much to change livestock grazing other than focusing on land health standards."
I'm not seeing a lot of changes. We're really focused on, in our preferred alternative, with making sure we're meeting land health standards and where we have sage-grouse habitat, trying to make sure we're maintaining the habitat components through grazing management. And again, kind of like the oil and gas industry, the grazing partners have been partners in doing that. So again, not a lot of changes. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're doing much at all with livestock grazing for changes other than targeting those land health standards. And, you know, where you're in sage-grouse habitat, we're using some tools just to measure the abundance and quality of that habitat, but you work with your permittees to do that.
In addition, I was curious if the BLM took into consideration the 10-year study that the University of Idaho just published last year. Diebert said there's still some hoops to jump through for them, but she's hopeful that they're able to utilize those findings as she appreciates what's been achieved from the tedious work that U of I did.
As the results of those studies go through the peer review and the publishing process, we absolutely can incorporate those in. And that's really not something, you know, if we want to do tweaks on permits on the ground, that's not an RMP decision. So that's not what Quincy and I do. That's going to be your local decision. As long as they're consistent with the conditions there, absolutely they should be engaging and bringing in that science. And I do hope that Dr. Conway gets those published and through peer review very soon.
Now, the BLM will continue to hold the public comments and also accept comments and questions on their e-planning website through June 13th. A full list of those websites and the details to the plan can be found on our website, northernag.net.
Wheat growers of the North, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB9516 with excellent yield potential and WB9719 with high yield potential balanced with protein content. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Montana Farmers Union announced yesterday they are floating the idea of forming a co-op to keep the Pyramid Lumber open. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer said our members and our communities are being adversely impacted by the closure of Pyramid Lumber, and a cooperative could keep it alive and thriving. MFU touted their history of co-ops, including two meat processing plants in the past 5 years. They say the grassroots organization's work with co-ops is part of MFU's commitment to supporting family farmers and ranchers and rural communities through education, legislation, and cooperation. And dozens of farm groups oppose giving up higher reference prices or crop subsidy triggers in exchange for GOP-proposed boost in crop insurance supports in a new farm bill. It's just not palatable, the groups argue, given the high cost of farming and the falling commodity prices and incomes. North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney says costs are up and we're below the cost of production on the reference prices.
We're not willing to change, which you probably would have expected us to say. But let's think about it. There's no inflationary thing being built into reference prices. And we're with higher costs. It's no different than anybody else trying to buy stuff. The costs are up, and we're below the cost of production of reference prices.
Despite the 2018 farm bill that we're currently under being built on 2012 data, Ag Chair Democrat Debbie Stabenow says she will not give up SNAP dollars to help fund higher reference prices and would rather shift ARC and PLC dollars to crop insurance with its quicker payouts for over 130 crops.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal Opportunity Provider and Employer Equal Housing Lender.
Math Farms invites you to their annual production sale April 13th, 1 p.m. at Glasgow Stockyards, offering 40 coming two-year-old and 40 yearling Angus bulls. These bulls have been generations in the making. Backed by three decades of maternal breeding, these docile age-advantaged bulls bring high performance without the high price. New this year, also selling 40 no-brand heifer calves. Math Farms annual production sale April 13th at Glasgow Stockyards. Bid online with DV Auction. Catalog at mathfarms.com.
There's really just no easy way to put it. It was a black eye Friday. That's what we're going to call it from here on out, because this day was just a tough loss, especially for the feeder cattle complex. May feeders actually dropped nearly 550 today at 232.72. August feeders also off 545 today at 243.50. What's the driver behind this? Well, you tell me, because much of the demand certainly seems to be strong in the countryside and supplies are still thin, but there's still that technical pressure that we saw this week with the March inflation being higher than anticipated and the continued spread of that highly pathogenic avian influenza. Also on the softer side this week, unfortunately, the cash cattle markets were coming in $1 to $2 lower, with the average on hoof price yesterday coming in right about 184, dressed cattle right about 294. On a positive note, though, we did see the box beef values trying their best to battle back, as the choice cattle values added over $2 this mid-morning, with their price now sitting at $301 per hundredweight, while select values added another $1.13 themselves, with their hundredweight price right at $296.28. As mentioned, though, there's still a lot of demand throughout much of our area, as these spring production sales have been doing pretty darn good, with Hilltop Angus this past week having their average price on their heifers up 27% to last year at $2,300, while their bulls average right at $6,800. Well, we need to take a quick break, but we're going to wrap up with the grain markets right after this.
Searching for high-quality cowboy-kind bulls? Look no further than Treasure Bull Test, April 16th at Western Livestock. These are masculine, deep-middled, and heavy-muscled bulls on solid foundations, black Angus bulls that are top performers in their herds. Treasure Bull Test offers 110 of these performance-tested bulls April 16th, Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls. Bid online with Northern Livestock Video. The Cowboys and Cowgirls Performance Bull Test. Visit treasurebulltest.com.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
The row crops were the ones having the higher dollar figure this morning, while the wheat futures held their head above water after yesterday's big double-digit drop following that slightly bearish WASDE report. Checking out some of the futures from today, KC winter wheat of the May contract adding just a penny at 584 and a quarter. July KC winter wheat up just 2.5 at 581. Spring wheat unable to gain back some of their 15-cent loss they felt yesterday, as the May contract only added a penny today at 638. July spring wheat just steady at 645 and a half. Doing the best for the wheat contracts were the May Chicago, as they added 4 and a quarter right at 556. As mentioned, the row crops did a little bit better, with the May corn notching nickel and a half gains at 434 and a quarter, July corn up 4.5 at 445 and a half. When you hop on the cash grain train to Portland, we saw the 12 Pro winter wheat starting their morning 2 cents stronger, anywhere from 657 to 669. 14 Pro spring wheat also adding a penny this morning, 723 to 733. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.